Yes.
Is it possible now at this time for lay to be a sotapanna?
That's also a big question, because what is a sotapanna? Nowadays, different people have got different definitions of what a sotapanna is. What entails enlightenment?
But see reality.
See reality to what extent? You see, that's the problem. In the scriptures, people who read the suttas and who don't read Visuddhimagga or who don't read the commentaries will not tell you that a sotapanna is one who has perceived nibbana. Because when you read the suttas, they will give you a description of how a person gets the Dhamma Chakku, the Dhamma Eye. And the description is, Yang Kinchi Samudya Dhammang Sabang Tang Nirodha Dhammang. Whatever has the nature of arising has the nature of cessation. He sees this and therefore he has attained the Dhamma. What does that mean? It could also mean rising and falling, you know. You see things arising and passing away, and so you are sotapanna already. So some people who read the suttas will claim that they are sotapannas because they see things arise and pass away.
You see everything, I mean impermanence everywhere.
Oh, so you mean you're sotapanna already? There are also other factors, okay? A person who has become a sotapanna has eradicated three fetters. What are they? Sakaya ditti, wrong view that there is a permanent self. Alright? And then doubts about the Buddha, Dhamma Sangha, and then also believing that by following certain rites and rituals it can be enlightened. People can also say that they have fulfilled these three. I got no doubts of the Buddha, Dhamma Sangha. Secondly, I know they must meditate. No meditate, how to get enlightened? Okay. Thirdly, I got no wrong view. See, I know that I'm impermanent. So the next thing is five precepts. That's the next test. Alright? Can you be absolutely sure that you have no thought at all to break the five precepts? Not to talk about actually breaking it. That is the real test. Why do we say that? The Buddha did not actually say this. The Buddha did not say directly that the sotapanna is certain in his five precepts. He's pure in his five precepts all the time. He didn't say that. He said that sotapanna is possessed of the sila that is cherished by Ariyas, noble ones. And he says that he is vinipatika dhamma. That means he does not fall into apaya anymore. Right? So it is by inference. Why is it that a person does not fall into apaya? What causes a person to fall into apaya, into the lower realms? Because you break the five precepts, right or not? If you break the five precepts, you create the karmic potential to be reborn in apaya. But the sotapanna no more already. He won't be reborn in apaya. So by inference, he should be pure in the five precepts. Whatever five precepts that he had broken before in the past become ahosikama, become defunct. He doesn't have any power over him to cause him to be reborn again. And he will not create any new potential to be reborn in the lower realms. Therefore, you can say that he is pure in the five precepts. Right? Now, look into it deeper. Musawada, telling a lie. There are certain conditions involved. One is that you know that something is untrue. And then there's an intention to deceive. You make the effort to deceive. And then somebody is deceived. And finally, he suffers a loss. Only if these five factors are present will this precept be considered broken to such an extent that you create the karmic potential to be reborn in apaya. If one of these factors are not present, then it doesn't fulfill the thing. Which means that if it does not cause ruin to somebody, does not cause a loss to somebody, then you don't create the karma, right? So people can say, oh, sotapanna can tell a white lie, right? Because you don't hurt anybody. You don't cause a loss to somebody else. So there's a lot of possibilities for self-deception. If you want to make yourself a sotapanna, there are many ways that you can deceive yourself. And also there's an interesting thing that I just read yesterday when I was going through the first book of the Abhidhamma. They talk about certain things that can be abandoned through vision. certain things that can be abandoned through bhavana. You know it's bhavana, right? Cultivation. So dasanena pahitabha dhamma. And then bhavanaya pahitabha dhamma. Pahitabha means to be abandoned. The dhammas to be abandoned by bhavana. The dhammas to be abandoned by dasana or vision. So the first three fetters are to be abandoned by vision, not bhavana. The bhavana are the higher fetters. The fetters that the anagami and the arahant eradicate. What are they? Sense desires and ill will are eradicated by the anagami. And then arahant desire for rebirth in the rupa realm and the arupa realm for further existence, no more restlessness, no more pride, no more ignorance. The fetters to be abandoned by anagami and the arahata must be done through bhavana. Whereas for the sotapan and the sagadagami, it is through vision. So what is meant by vision? That's also another question, you see. What is meant by vision? What is meant by bhavana? So that's why I say it's not easy at this age now to determine who is a sotapan or what are the factors of a sotapanna. You can go and look in the scriptures. The scriptures give you the factors of a sotapanna, the factors of a sotapati, pala, but they are not like what the Visuddhimagga or the Abhidhammata Sangaha tells us. It's different.
So there's no way to gauge whether you are on the right path or wrong path?
The best way to gauge is to watch your own kilesa. Are you pure on the five precepts? How is your mental state? Do you still have lobha, dosa, moha? Has it been reduced through practice?
Do you need intellectual knowledge to know this?
You wouldn't need much. As I said, within one discourse, a person can get enlightened, can become a sotapan. How much intellectual knowledge do you need? It really depends on the individual. Some people, they might need a lot of intellectual knowledge in order to give them the faith or inspiration to accept Buddhism. After they accept, then only they can practice. Some people, by nature, have a lot of faith in them. They can get inspired or believe very easily. So for these people, no need to say it a lot.